In our community in Sudbury, I'd like to see more done with homelessness, especially around LGBT youth homelessness. There's a lot of it happening in Sudbury. There's a lot of stigma around homelessness. I find that myself in Sudbury. You know, folks I talk to who are not familiar or knowledgeable about this big issue that we have, there's a lot of prejudice around homelessness. There's not enough education and people are not apt to learn that it is a big issue in Sudbury. And they believe it's the people's fault that they've become homeless and that there's people on the street. They should just pick themselves up and take care of themselves. And they don't understand the whole mental health issues and addictions and all that stuff that comes with homelessness. And in terms of the LGBT youth, there's a lot of youth that are on our streets that have either been left behind, so to speak, by their families, or are too afraid. Like, they don't have the support needed to help themselves stay off the streets. And I find that there's a lot of agencies and organizations and resources for mental health and addictions, but there's not enough in Sudbury. I know a lot of the LGBT youth, and not just LGBT youth, all youth. We have a lot of youth that end up in Sudbury from outlying areas, and what attracts them is Toronto because they have a lot more resources out there. But the youth get stuck here. Sudbury seems to be like a catchment area. And then in order for them to go to where they're seeking resources and help, they can't get past here. So they end up on the streets in Sudbury and they can't move beyond. And there's not enough resources in Sudbury, I find, in our community to help these youth out. We need more homeless shelters, first of all, or even hostels in the greater Sudbury area. For the size of our city, there's not enough resources for youth. So maybe more of a community center. I know they have one downtown, but it's not big enough. And it's not open late enough. I spoke to the youth last year at a Pride event in Sudbury, and they said that there's not enough resources for youth, first of all, for teenagers. I'm talking about teenagers and, you know, from the 12 to 19 age group. And the other fact is that there's one downtown, but they're not open late enough for the youth to be able to engage and help one another. And I know we have mental health resources and we have addictions resources, but there's just not enough in Sudbury for the amount of people that we have. And around the world is equality and poverty. You know, it would be nice to see across the board everybody at the same level as opposed to, you know, the higher ups and then the poverty and in between.